Alex Alingo, who survived the Saturday attack in Kangapo Wand village of Kajukeji County, says he was on an assignment for Clickwood General Traders to get locks to sell. He says a group of gunmen shot at their vehicles, but he managed to escape.
I was in the front seat in the car. Then I jumped out, tried to run, and then they just searching me. When I reached 300 meters, then they shoot me with the RPG. That time I fell down. That's how I survived. I'm just feeling faint. I ran almost for like 2 kilometers, but I have taken some medicines. I feel some recovery.
Alingo says the vehicle he was traveling in had 15 passengers, including 3 security personnel.
There were 2 people who were killed. One was burned inside the car. I think they burned him with the petrol. Then one is a soldier who was killed. Then a woman who used to cook for us the food. That woman is in the hospital up to now. One lady also was injured, minor injury in the back. And then she ran to the side of Uganda. Up to now, I don't have contact with her.
The motive of the attackers remains unclear, but Alingo says he thinks they were targeting woods traders.
We are just from the work. Immediately they start by shooting, and there is no any time even to identify someone. I saw only like 6 people. Then I start running away. At that time, I don't know even who are those, and after now I don't know them.
Kajukeji County Commissioner Manuel Dumo issued a statement on Monday accusing rebels of the National Salvation Front of attacking the passenger's vehicle. However, members of the National Salvation or NAS distanced themselves from the attack. NAS military spokesperson Emmanuel Yongule says his forces are not all over Kajukeji County.
NAS had not really involved himself in that incident. For us, as National Salvation, we are not really involving ourselves into other issues of the community of that kind. But for us, as National Salvation, our issue is with the government, not with the people who are doing their own businesses.
The county commissioner urged people in the area to remain calm, adding authorities have launched an investigation. He says the county government has beefed up security in the area to curb further road ambushes.
The security is hunting for these criminals. You know, these are pockets of individuals not part of the peace, and they are the ones causing all these problems. The number is not more. This one is around 6 of them who caused that incident on the 18th. We are going to deploy the forces to that area.
Tisa Sabuni, an elder from the Lituba community of Kajukeji County, says the attack shocked him. He says county security officials should catch those causing insecurity in the area.
Let the security organs get on top of the situation. Let them tell us exactly who is causing the disturbances on the ground. For the community members, wherever they are, home is home. There is nothing better than your own home. By deserting your area, by leaving your area unsettled, attracts unwanted people.
He says individuals holding unauthorized weapons threaten the stability of the community in the area. The spokesperson of South Sudan People Defense Forces, Major General Lul Rai Kong, confirmed that one of the people killed in the attack was a member of the National Security Forces. For VOA News, I am Viola Elias in Kampala.